Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bruce Levine from 670 The Score, their baseball insider down there. Bruce, thanks for coming on the show, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Hopefully, we'll be able to talk about real baseball soon.
2021, that's where I'm looking at. 2021, Bruce.
They're going to sit out because of the strike.
It may be a lockout next year or something. I just, for the life of me, you know, we had Keith Smith on from Yahoo Sports earlier in the 2 o'clock hour celebrating the NBA, looking like they're coming back tomorrow and going to start up July 31st. On the same day that news comes out, more news comes out about the MLB and their owners rejecting the 114-game plan, which we knew was going to happen. But to not even come back with a counteroffer, according to all these reports, Bruce, is to me just mind-boggling. It's almost like they're saying, take our first offer or we're not playing.
No, I mean, the strategy is that they're going to discuss the idea that the owners will want to offer a shorter period of games now. And they're talking about paying the players in full their total amount of prorated money for a 50-game schedule. Nobody likes the 50-game schedule. Nobody thinks it's a legitimate season. Yet the owners are prepared to pay them their full amount for 50 games. That's part of the discussions that are going to be going on right now. They don't want to put it in the form of an offer. They want to get the Players Association up to speed as to what they're thinking about. And if they do offer full prorated money for the 50 games and they negotiate it, the players can't say no because it's a part of the collective bargaining agreement that they signed on March 27th, where they agreed to go to work for the full prorated amount, no matter how many games there were, when a season is available to play. And it's up to Rob Manfred and the owners to negotiate that and establish it. And if they're willing to follow through on the entirety of the agreement, the players will have to report or face reality of just not getting paid and being released from their contracts.
So you're saying they will circle back. This is not over. They're coming back to the table.
Yeah, absolutely. They're having discussions. They just don't want the continued up and back of, well, this proposal was, leaked out, and they're saying no. They just want to have negotiations on what will work. So they just want to sit across from the table and tell them, what they think they can do and what they can afford. And the players, it's up to both sides. I think this is as close as we've gotten for a long time. So I think this is actually a quicker way to getting a deal done other than the leaked out proposals from both sides and the doom and gloom that goes along with it when we hear both sides saying no, when in reality, you guys have all negotiated contracts,
yes,
have been involved in it. Negotiations are just that. I want $150 million for 10 years. Well, I'll give you $120 million for seven. I mean, that's just a part of the problem is that we're dealing with the fans' emotions on this, and the knowledge that baseball has had difficulty with the rank and file and ownership in the past, and it's the only free market left because the other sports are all tied into a salary cap, and they get, for instance, the NBA gets 47% of all revenues agreed to, and that's it. There's nothing to fight about. It sounds like a beautiful thing, but baseball players like the open free market of being able to make as much as they can, and owners being able to spend as much as they can individually on payroll if they want to. So they feel the free market is still the way to go for Major League Baseball Players Association.
Now, Bruce, two of the guys in the Japanese, they're trying to start in June 19th, but two of the guys tested positive for COVID-19, so they're going to not do their preseason game. You know, we've been watching baseball in South Korea, whether you like it or not. I liked the home runs the other night. Can't pronounce any of their names, Bruce. And you see little leaguers every weekend are playing. Baseball is looking bad. They're just looking bad. Do they even seem to care, in your opinion, do they really care about the way they're looking right now, or is it just all business to them?
You know, if you give me no alternatives, I will say no, they don't care. I think they do care that the perception is bad for baseball, but what they care most about is getting the right amount of money being paid to them that they have contracts for and that they feel they've earned. They're not asking for anything different other than what they agreed to. Now on the owner's side, they have no revenues to pay them. What are they supposed to pay them with? Money from their other businesses? We know that a lot of the owners have made fortunes in other businesses. Are they supposed to go into the pockets of these other businesses and pay out the players for games that weren't played? So that's the difficulty of all this. You know, I don't think anybody is really wrong here. I just think that people have to have a reality of the situation. And unfortunately, you know, we're going to have 40 million people unemployed in our country, and they have no tolerance whatsoever for millionaires deciding, you know, how much they're going to get, and billionaires deciding how much they're going to pay. Right. It's just no one has any consumption for that right now. It's uglier than it's ever been because, look, I mean, we're at the beginning as a country dealing with unemployment, and once this unemployment runs out, you know, around August 1st and this extra amount that's going to everybody, how are people going to survive? You know, are all those jobs going to be back there? And the answer probably in the short term is no. And we're just facing some really tough times here in America, and nobody really wants to hear people complaining about making hundreds of thousands rather than millions.
Yeah, but Bruce, you can't tell real quick, Steve. Bruce, do you honestly think the owners are watching all these protests? You know, all these people not social distancing, they do have on masks. I bet you a majority of them have masks on, their protesting peacefully. I mean, you've had some looting. No one agrees with looting. I think all those people should be arrested. Right. But you can't, Bruce, they're looking at all these people. They have to say, well, if that's the case, why can't we let them in the stadium? You know they're saying that under their breath.
Well, I don't think that it's practical that we're going to see fans in the stadiums. Maybe in September or October, if this thing quiets down to absolutely nothing. But all the medical people and science people tell you they're expecting a second wave, because it's not like we found any magic medication here or inoculation that's going to change things right now. So from the perspective of, you know, people were in the house for 10 weeks. It's nice outside now. The natural feeling is it's safe and we're all okay. But if you don't protect yourself and you don't adhere to what the scientists and the medical people are telling you, you know, it's not going to be safe. And just like in Japan, where, you know, two players are sick already, they're already quarantining that and stopping it. So the sports have to be smart, and they have to prepare for the worst.
Talking with Bruce Levine of 670 The Score down in Chicago, their baseball insider here on the Wendy's Big Show. Yeah, that Tom Ricketts interview that he did with Jesse Rogers last night. And again, remember, Ricketts was a minor owner here back in the days of Bud Selig and so forth. But I'm sorry. I mean, if he thinks that fans are going to wrap their heads
around stuff that he said in this thing. Most baseball owners don't take money out of their team. They raise all the revenue they can from tickets and media rights. They take out their expenses, and they give all the money left to their GM to spend. The league itself does not make a lot of cash. I'm sorry. I mean, with all due respect, Bruce, no fan is going to believe anything that that dude is saying. No fan is going to go, oh, that's right. You guys have MLB teams because you can't make money off of the MLB. You all are all owners just for the love of the game and aren't in it to make any money. Nobody's making money in baseball. Then why in the world do we have billionaires owning teams if there's no money to be made in this sport?
Well, the real money is to be made when you sell the team. So the Cubs bought the team for $865 million in 2009, and it's estimated by Forbes as being worth $3.2 billion now. Mm-hmm. Now, part of that, and a good part of that, and the majority of that is because Tom Ricketts put all the money that he did receive back into Wrigley Field and the LLCs that he built around the neighborhood of Wrigleyville. So he put $750 million back into the renovation of Wrigley Field. He has LLCs with businesses around Wrigley Field, including the rooftops that are a separate business. So he's a capitalist. He's in business to make money.
Exactly.
And he will make money if he and his family decide to ever sell the Cubs. The reality is that Tom, I think, is true to his word that he isn't taking any money out of the Cubs. He's putting it back in. I don't think you can say that for all the other owners, okay? That's just not the case. You know, some of them need the money to pay their bills and also to make a profit. And there's nothing wrong with making a profit if you have a huge investment. That's what this country is all about. But by, you know, painting with a broad brush that everyone's doing it the way Tom is, you know, I think he might not be sure on that one, but I do know Tom is a very honest and altruistic type guy, and he has taken all his profits and putting it back in the team. That doesn't mean that he doesn't expect to make a lot of money down the road here. That's what this is all about. It's not that he's just a sportsman running a sports team. He wants the Cubs to be the best franchise in baseball. But they all want to make money. There's no doubt about that.
He is Bruce Levine of 670 The Score, joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Bruce, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Bruce,
yeah,
Bruce.
Yeah, you guys yeah. have a good one. Stay safe.
You betcha.
Yeah,
take care. There he is, brother. Bruce Levine on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It's your passion, our growing your home, a Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan, and give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!